Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 12:30 in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 28th of October. In Japan, the governing coalition of the LDP and Komeito lost their overall majority in the lower house of the Diet in the weekend's general election. Prime Minister Ishida has signalled that they do not intend to resign, and the LDP does remain the largest party in the Diet. There is now a need for a third coalition partner to be found. Markets, never fans of uncertainty, may not look favourably on the period of political bargaining. A prolonged period of domestic political uncertainty, delaying fiscal support for the economy, may also give the Bank of Japan reason to delay the rate hike that we had expected in December. Japan's electoral system is more complex than that of the United States, but it's worth noting that opinion polls understated the support for the opposition CDP and overstated support for the LDP. Using opinion polls as predictors of electoral outcomes remains a high-risk choice for investors in a world where party politics is giving way to single-issue politics and political polarization is becoming more profound. On Friday, former US President Trump reiterated that it might be possible to replace US income taxes with trade taxes or tariffs. This would be replacing a tax on US income earners with a tax on US consumers. And while, of course, most people are both, the burden of a tariff as a sales tax would fall harder on some specific groups in society. From a practical point of view, income taxes raise well over $2 trillion a year, and the value of all US good imports was just $3 trillion last year. It would be hard to find an economist who would suggest that a trade tax could raise enough money to compensate for lost income taxes. The tariffs would have to be raised so high that the volume of trade would collapse, and the second round effects on growth would reduce consumption and corporate tax revenues. Investors can take one of two interpretations from this sort of casual remark. The first is that Trump does seem to be very serious about trade taxes as a concept. The second is that there has not, perhaps, been a great deal of attention paid to the practical details of trade taxes so far. That suggests that in the event that Trump is elected, tariffs are very likely, but that some of the current specifics are more campaign rhetoric than practical proposals. On the data calendar, we have the release of the US Dallas Federal Reserve Manufacturing Survey. There's no real point looking at the headline number, for sentiment surveys need to be treated nowadays with considerable caution. The survey is worth looking at for the partisan bias evident in the comments section, which the Dallas Fed so thoughtfully publishes, albeit in an edited format. Economists might wonder what the unedited comments look like. It is unrealistic to assume that the level of partisan bias in the comments section has not somehow also tainted the supposedly objective index data. Oil prices are lower after the expected military strikes by Israel against Iran were confined to military targets. The oil industry has to date not been hit. Iranian leader Khamenei signalled a measured response, which may help to reduce fears of an escalation of violence in the region, and in particular in the Gulf. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.